So how do we begin to tackle the problem of insomnia? Number one, rule out other causes. Consult your doctor. Be sure your insomnia is the result of stress and not the result of something else like sleep apnea or restless leg syndrome, arthritis, or depression. Two, establish a regular bedtime and stick to it. This is probably the most important single thing you can do. Our bodies have their own sleep rhythm, and we need to recognize this. If you are a person who gets sleepy around 10 o'clock every night, that's when you should be turning out the light. 3. Reduce caffeine intake and only drink it in the morning. Caffeine has a half-life of 4 to 7 hours. That means if you are drinking caffeinated coffee, colas, or tea in the afternoon or the evening, at least half that caffeine is still going to be circulating in your system well after you go to sleep. 4. Limit alcohol to no more than 1 glass per night. Any alcohol consumption interrupts the stages of sleep. After drinking, you fall asleep easily, but you'll invariably wake up later and perhaps have to go to the bathroom and then have trouble falling back to sleep. 5. Exercise daily, but not within 4 hours of bedtime. Exercise stimulates your body while you're doing it, but helps you relax later, so don't exercise too close to bedtime. 6. Skip the 11 o'clock news. Watching the news is stressful, especially late at night. Images of crime and accidents and troubling stories about the economy and skyrocketing prices are not what you need to be seeing just before you turn out the light. 7. Establish a calming bedtime ritual. Read an inspirational book, take a hot bath, meditate, or listen to some relaxing music. 8. Create a comfortable sleeping environment. Make sure your bed is comfortable, that your sheets are clean and your pillow is non-allergenic. Make sure the room is quiet, dark, not too warm, and if this works for you, consider setting the alarm on your clock and putting the clock out of sight. 9. Establish a worry time well before bedtime. If you tend to wake up worrying in the middle of the night, set aside at least 15 minutes earlier in the evening to write your worries down. Whether you call this journaling or just brainstorming, spend some time releasing your worries, and chances are you'll sleep better as a result. 10. If you are a smoker, now is the time to stop. Cigarettes raise blood pressure, increase heart rate, and stimulate brainwave activity. Nicotine withdrawal may even be waking you up in the middle of the night.